Now, what is your dream? Because there's nothing you can't do. And let nothing hold you back.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. We've got a wonderful sermon that Kathy's preaching. In fact, I think it's the best sermon she ever preached, entitled, Beware of the Dream Killers. Now, this is just part one. And I'm going to take you into this, and I'm telling you what, Kathy's going to show you some phenomenal things. You're going to be blessed. There's always somebody trying to kill your dream. But Kathy says, beware of them, because your dream will come to pass if you'll believe God. So let's go right now to this wonderful sermon Kathy's preaching, Beware of the Dream Killers.
The very first dream killer is doubt. Amen? Satan comes immediately, says, to take the word away. So doubt is what he did in the garden, he's doing today. God planted a garden, he had a dream to see this earth fulfilled, see mankind serve him, and Satan came in immediately with doubt. And he told Eve, he says, surely, he says, this word, I wrote it down just a minute, he said, you shall surely not die. You shall surely not die. You know, God had told him, don't touch this tree, because in the day that you touch it, you will die. Well, God gave him words of hope, words of life, and Satan came to kill that dream and said, you shall surely not die. He does the same thing to you today. God tells you by his stripes you are healed. He comes telling you, you shall surely not be healed. He's a dream killer. You have a dream to see your healing or your whatever it is that you're believing for, and he comes immediately to say, you shall surely not have what you're believing for. God wants to see every dream fulfilled, but you have to recognize and beware of the dream killer called doubt. And that's the whole reason that he brings it in there, is to take away the word of God that's been put in your heart. In the wilderness, when Jesus was tempted by the devil, Jesus was in there, and the devil came to him and told him, if you're the Son of God. It puts a doubt, trying to put a doubt in here that you're not even called. What you even doing here? What's wrong with you? And he's telling the same thing to you. What you even going to that women's conference for? Who do you think you are? But God's working on something in you. Amen? He's stirring up some things in your heart. He's creating a new hunger to see that dream fulfilled. You may have given up on your dream. You may have been persecuted or attacked by the devil, and you've tried to give up on your dream, but God's not going to let you do it. Hallelujah. You're here for a purpose, to see that dream fulfilled. Amen? So you have to be wise, too, about who you tell your dreams to. Isn't that the truth? I'm telling you, if you share your dream, you better make sure that baby's rooted in your heart. Because so often when you try to tell it to people, they're going to want to kill it with their own doubt. And they can say, if you're called to God, you wouldn't even do that. Or if you're, you know, believing for this, you wouldn't do that. They'll always come to plant words of doubt. But you have to tell the devil to talk to the hand. In fact, I've learned a new one. Call waiting. Don't even let him talk. Don't even let him pop his lip, you know. Call waiting. You're not even going to let him record the message. God. You know, and Jesus also, he was walking around one day healing people, Everywhere that Jesus went, he healed people. The rumors about if you even meet this man, Jesus, he's going to heal you. You're going to get your needs met. And there was a man named Jairus who came to Jesus because his daughter was very sick and had died, in fact. He came to Jesus to heal his daughter. And there was a dream killer that met him in the road when he talked to Jesus. You see, he met Jesus and he told Jesus, my daughter needs you. Would you come to my house? And Jesus was on the way walking to this man's house, and a dream killer met him in the middle of the road. And he said, trouble not the master, your daughter's dead. And what did Jesus tell him? We all know the story. He says, fear not, believe only, and your daughter will live. We have to resist doubt. Don't listen to it. Fear not, believe only. When doubt comes to you, just remember the words of Jesus that he encouraged Jairus with. Fear not, believe only. God has some dreams he wants to see fulfilled in your life, and you have a responsibility to fear not. Don't try to make it happen in your own strength. God is the dream fulfiller. You do what he tells you to do. You do the possible, and he does the impossible. Amen? No matter how big or unreachable your dream may be, don't give up. Don't allow anyone to abort your dream with their doubt. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Doubt comes in a lot of different ways. You know, sometimes you tell a friend that you think can handle this dream that God's given you, and they stumble. It's too big for them. We know why, because it's not their dream. It's your dream. Don't expect them to grab hold of it totally the way you do at first. In fact, sometimes when God gave it to you first, maybe you stumbled on it just a little bit. Maybe you thought it was a little too big. But I tell you what, God specializes in doing impossible things. Amen? So you have to be cautious about who you share your dream with. And the way that I remember when Jesse first knew that God would be giving us a jet airplane for our ministry. We had a one that was in the one car stage. And when he had just that one car, and it was a little Japanese Cadillac, we call it a Toyota. It's a nice little car, but it was a little car. And so he's driving to his meeting in South Louisiana. I think it was near Lafayette. And he looks up in the sky, and he saw a jet, and the Lord spoke to him. He says, I'm going to get you one just like that for your ministry. And Jesse, like Jesse and I are both ready. Yes, Lord, good, praise God. You know, we're ready for it. Here he's just driving this little car. We're not looking at where we are. We're looking at where we're going. Hallelujah. And so he was driving to this small church, and he went to the church, and he told the pastor, God just talked to me. He told me he's going to give me a jet. And that pastor laughed in his face and said, a jet? You can't even put gas in your Toyota. I'm telling you, he tried to kill that dream, but he didn't know who he was talking to. Hallelujah. Stereo. Just talking stereo when you talk to the devil. Hallelujah. Don't even let him leave a message on your recorder. Hallelujah. I remember years later, I don't know how long, maybe it was 15 years later, but dreams do not have an expiration date. Amen? Maybe 15 years later, Jesse calls up that pastor. Just want to let you know. I just want to testify. Shout when our friends get their breakthrough. I think God wants to use us to help others see their dreams fulfilled so that we can see our own dreams fulfilled. There's that seed time harvest principle. Just like Joseph helped the Pharaoh see his dream fulfilled, and then Joseph's dream was fulfilled. The Bible's full of examples of that. And so he calls up this pastor, says, just want to let you know I got a citation jet. Just like God said, he's faithful. And of course, the pastor was happy and he said, can I ride in it? Jesse said, no. I don't want no doubt in my jet. Jesse, I should never have told you that. You're right. And he learned a lot from it. Some people are quick learners. Others take years and years. But he said, Jesse said, okay, you can ride my jet. And we brought him in the jet, and his wife threw up in the plane. The only first. Anyway, she was excited. But, you know, they were walking in with our dream with us, sitting there in the plane, and we have a sign in there that says, God's been good to Jesse. His good promise to his children. He's looking for ways to get blessing to you. He starts it with a seed form. Like Isaiah said, it comes to the earth in the form of a seed. So shall it be. He says, if it comes out of my mouth and into a heart that's open and receptive and ready to receive, it will accomplish what I send it out to do. But it's our responsibility to make sure our heart is right before God. There were four times seed was sown in Mark chapter 4. Three different times the heart wasn't right. Only one time was it good soil. Only one time did it produce what it was intended to produce. So it's our responsibility to make sure our heart is open and pliable before God. Hosea talks about breaking up your fallow ground, which means cultivate that baby. Make sure it's open and fresh and ready to receive the soil from God, the seed of God's Word. You know, God's Word into your heart is kind of like a hothouse. Kind of like it's the greenhouse effect. You ever heard about the greenhouse effect? Well, when you get alone with God and you're reading His Word and His Holy Ghost is breathing the anointing upon that Word, it's like that hothouse or that greenhouse effect. Things shoot up much faster than normal. I'm telling you, you run into another whole level of dream fulfillment. God can speed things along. He can do things quickly. He doesn't have to do it in 15, 20 years. He can do it in a day. Hallelujah. This is the day of dream fulfillment. Hallelujah. You're going to get what you're believing for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God wants you to see it come to pass. Doesn't matter how big or how unreachable you may think it is. You're not looking at you. You're looking at God. Hallelujah. He's the dream fulfiller. Once you take away the word of God with doubt, you know, like I said in Mark chapter 4, he says, Satan comes immediately to take away the word. That's the dream killer. He takes away the word by putting doubt in your heart. Did I read Matthew chapter 6 yet? I just remembered that. This is how doubt comes into your life. Satan comes and sends a thought to you. You know, that we know the word talks about how it says, casting down imaginations and every thought and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Well, the way that you do that, the way that you reject the thoughts of the devil, is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Jesus is talking to them about not worrying, not thinking about the things that you need in life. And in verse 31, he says, therefore, take no thought saying. Now, there's more that goes on in that voice verse, but I just want to stop right there. That's how you take a thought. When it comes to you, you repeat it. So if you don't repeat it, and if you don't say it, then you didn't take it. No pickup, no delivery. You just send it on back to the devil. You say, talk to the hand. Hallelujah. So Jesus said this, take no thought saying. Recognize that when you say the thoughts that the devil puts in your mind, if you repeat the thoughts of doubt, you are taking them. You are receiving them. So Jesus told us, take no thought saying. So that's the way you stop doubt, is you make sure you're not going to say what the devil says. Don't even repeat it by saying, you know, the devil's telling me this. You don't need to get on his side. You need to be way over here saying what God told you. God said, I'm the healed. I'm not the sick. God said, I'm full of the strength of God. I'm not weak. God said, I'm bold as a lion. Hallelujah. God says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. God says, He will supply all my need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Amen.
This is one of my favorite messages that Kathy preaches. We're both passionate about the dreams God has given us, and we're determined to help you see your dreams fulfilled too. Over the years, Satan has tried to kill our dreams also, but we've learned how to shut him down. Now, how do you do that, Brother Jesse? 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, it's a phenomenal verse, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought, not some of them, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now think about that, casting down imagination. Anything that says you can't do something's of the devil, when Jesus said you can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. God gave you a dream, not just in fairyland, not just to have fairy tales in your mind. No, he wants it to come to pass. And dreams have no expiration dates. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get them at 9 and 90. It doesn't make any difference. All God wants you to do is fulfill your dream. And let me tell you something. When your dream comes to pass, that's a great day. Oh, glory to God. I'll never forget the dream that came to pass when I went on worldwide television. What a blessing that was. I shouted for days because it was so wonderful. Your dream will come to pass. God's word says it. All we got to do is believe it. Now, I'm taking you into a segment that I really enjoy where you, the viewer, sends me questions. It makes me think, too. We entitled it Ask Jesse. So listen to some of these questions that you, the viewer, sends in, and I hope I answer them right. This question here is a powerful one. Jessica writes this. I was born again years ago, but have fallen into sin because of my unsaved husband. I'm trying to stop because I don't want to go to hell. The Bible says God won't leave me or forsake me, but I wonder if God even hears me. I have prayed and spent hours watching your sermons, and I want to have a relationship with Jesus like you do. My question is this. Has God given up on me, and am I beyond redemption? No, Jessica. God's grace and mercy will love and reach out to you. Now, he don't want you sinning. All you got to do is just come on back to the Lord Jesus Christ and quit trying to make this thing work and let Christ in you help you. All you got to do is say, Father, forgive me. I messed up. And bless God, you just back into the fold. Just that simple. So don't let the devil say you're beyond redemption. No, you're not, because of Jesus Christ who loves us so much. Here's another question from a person named Marge. They say this, how should I assist someone who's been so hurt by the church that they don't even want to return? Now, that is a tough question. I have run across the same types of people, been hurt so much, they don't want to even go into the church. I tell them this, listen, the church didn't hurt you. People in the church did. Don't blame God's church. What happens is it don't make no difference what they say. Do what God says and allow Christ, the hope of glory, to flow in you. I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying it can be done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Kathy's coming right now with some great glorious moments that you're going to be blessed, and we are going to give God glory as Kathy testifies about these moments.
Thank you, Jesse. It's good to be here reading these great testimonies from people all over the world. And we're so thankful to everyone that sends them in to us because we love sharing about God's goodness. Let's begin today with this great letter all the way from Australia. They wrote, I asked the Lord for a promotion in my job. Then the business that I worked for closed down and good Christian people were out of work. That's when I called Jesse Duplantis Ministries for prayer. I wanted the Lord's will to be done. He knew what was going on and I wanted his direction and blessings. I received a little work here and there, but my income was greatly reduced. Then the Lord encouraged me to increase my giving. I did, and incredibly, each week, the bills and new commitments were juggled successfully. I am now pleased to report that my co-workers and myself are now in better jobs. Praise God Almighty. My financial position is much brighter, and my future is very promising. Thank you for your prayers and for standing beside me when times appeared cloudy. I love that. And then Melissa wrote in and said, God made possible what we saw as impossible. He helped us get into our new home. As I drive up to our house, my eyes fill with tears of joy because I think of what a mighty God we serve. I'm overwhelmed at how much He truly loves us, and every day I have this attitude of gratitude. God is good. He certainly is. Thanks for sharing. And then Georgia writes and says, I am glad you are preaching God's word and not watering it down. You are reaching the lost. Your messages are real. Isn't that wonderful? And then Natalie said, Jesse's message on carnality taught me how to get over my fits and restart my faith. Thank you so much. Don't you love what God is doing in the lives of people all over the world? He's such a wonderful God. He's so wonderful and wants to bless you today. So stay right there because Jesse's coming back right after this.
Glorious, a conference for women with Kathy Duplantis.
Because our God is a glorious God and He loves to bless His glorious girls.
And Joni Lamb.
I was so excited when Kathy asked me to speak along with her, and we both have an amazing word to share with you.
Glorious 2015, October 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters. Go to jdm.org and register. Registration and admission are free.
Listen, God has great dreams for you to fulfill. Like Kathy said, every dream begins as a seed in the soil of your heart. Isn't that a wonderful point? It's our responsibility to keep that soil of our heart pure. Remember, no matter how big or unreachable your dream may be, don't give up. Why, anybody can do that, but God gave you a dream that will come to pass. Let me pray for you right now. Father, there are people that have dreams and have dreamt dreams and they want them to come to pass. Lord, you put them in their minds, but that's their destiny. That's their future. So, Father, I ask you to minister greatly to them right now, Lord. I pray for everyone, Lord, that has a dream that it will come to pass because your word is true, Lord. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I like praying for you. I am a dreamer. I have been a dreamer all my life. But beware of these dream killers. Because you see, they think if they can't do it, then you can't do it. What does that mean? Just because they can't do something don't mean you can't do something. And the reason why they can't do it is because God didn't give it to them. God gave it to you. So when someone comes and tries to criticize you for what the Lord is telling you to do, I mean, be nice. I mean, don't be rude. Don't, you know, or anything of that nature. Just say, well, this is what the Lord said, and I'm going to do what God said, and just smile. Now, they may go, and all that kind of stuff, but it doesn't make any difference. You're on a mission. You're going to do what the Lord says. You're going to obey His word, and you're going to obey that dream, and that dream is going to come to fruition. It's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. God didn't give it to you, as I said earlier in this broadcast, just to let it go around in your mind. He gave it to you for destiny. Hallelujah, for destination and for your future. Stay right there. The show is not over. I'll be back in just a minute to speak another word to you. I'm enjoying this today. I enjoy this sermon Kathy's preaching. So watch this, and I'll be right back.
I am impacting families with the good news. I am shining God's light in a dark place. I am showing people how to enjoy life. I am giving help to the needy. I am inspiring lives with the hope of Jesus. I am preaching the gospel around the world. I am reaching people and changing lives, one soul at a time.
If you'd like to order this message in full, you go to jdm.org. It is such a blessing. I tell you what, Kathy, preaching the word, hallelujah. I know today's show ministered greatly to you. That's why you need to make sure you come to Kathy's glorious woman's conference. The fire of God's on that woman, and you need to be here. And it's right here at JDM International Headquarters, October the 9th and the 10th, right here on our grounds. Admission is absolutely free. You can get more information at jdm.org. I want to thank all our partners for helping us preach this gospel. Me and Kathy made up our mind to go on every outlet that God told us to go on, every voice, anything that's out there, we want to be on it and preaching the gospel. Not so we can know who people know who we are, but they can know who Jesus is. So partners, thank you for your wonderful financial support to this ministry. 100% of it goes into world evangelism. We've been debt-free since 1982, so we don't have no debt whatsoever at all. You send me $20, the whole $20 goes into the world evangelism. You send me $1,000, my God, man, the whole $1,000 goes into world evangelism. We debt-free. You understand what I'm saying? It is such a blessing. Can I pray for you right now? Father, bless my partners with 30, 60, 100-fold, and 1,000 times. Lord, you said that in Deuteronomy 1:11, if you do it for Israel, you'll do it for us. Lord, I just thank you in advance that each and every one of these partners will be blessed by the power of who you are. Thank you, Lord, for their faithful financial support, and bless them with a wonderful harvest that seems impossible but will come to pass. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thanks, partners, for helping us preach this gospel. Also, for your September partnership of any amount, you can request the message, The Power of a Sound Mind. You can get it as a digital download on CD while supplies last. Now, don't miss next week, part two of Kathy's message, Beware of the Dream Killers. Partners, I got to say it again. Your faithful financial support is helping us preach this all over the world. Thank you for helping me. We have many more projects we want to do for Jesus. With your faithful financial support, we can do them all and get Jesus to come back quick. I love you. Jesse saying, see you soon. Bye-bye.
If you want to possess and complete your destiny and finish your course, you must exclude all preconditioned ideas of religion. Religion says you can't. God says you can. Religion says look at the circumstances. God says look at your faith. Which one do you want?
For your partnership of $50 or more this month, you can request Jesse's DVD message, Possessing Your Vision. Request yours today at jdm.org. In the September issue of Voice of the Covenant magazine, Jesse asks, are your memories bigger than your dreams? Kathy teaches you how to renew your hope for your future. You will be encouraged with our Glorious Moments praise reports. View our TV and meeting schedule, and much more. Voice of the Covenant magazine, available in your mailbox and on the free JDM app. Get your copy today.
God has given you a dream, and Satan will try to come to speak words to you that will cause you to pull you off, to put you in a trap. But you can't allow offense to rob you of what God has for you. You know, so often we maybe get hurt or disappointed with people, but we can't allow it to get to the point of offense.
For more information about Jesse DePlantis Ministries, call the number on the screen. And don't forget to visit us on the web at www.jdm.org.